亲爱的朋友们，大家好。Welcome back to KK English, BEC World. This is your friend, Charlie. In this section, I would like to share some amazing materials on Business English Certificate with you, which might give you some insights about the test. Okay, today our topic is staff appraisals and feedback. Okay, number one.Performance appraisal is on the up and up. It used to represent the one time of year when getting on with the work was put on hold, while enormous quantities of management hours were spent in the earnest ritual of rating and ranking performance. Number two, now the practice is even more frequent. This, of course, makes it all important how appraisal is conducted. Number three,Human resources professionals claim that managers should strive for objectivity and thus for feedback rather than judgment. Number four. But the simple fact of the matter is that the nature of hierarchy distorts the concept of feedback because performance measures are conceived hierarchically. Number five.Unfortunately, all too many workers suffer from the injustice that this generates. Number six, the notion behind performance appraisal, that workers should be held accountable for their performance, is plausible. Number seven, however, the evidence suggests that the premise is wrong.Contrary to assumptions, appraisal is not an effective means of performance improvement. It is judgment imposed rather than feedback. The last one. Useful feedback, on the other hand, would be information that told both the managers and worker how well the work system functioned and suggested ways to make it better. All right.I think it's time to call it a day. Let's discuss something tomorrow. I hope you find it useful. Goodbye.